Okay, Rabosai, thanks everyone for coming. And of course, you're free to eat your lunch now. Here it's 7:15 in the evening. This is a shiur for Parshas Re'eh, and I want to call your attention to one particular pasuk in the parsha, and that's here in Perek Yud Beis. The pasuk says, pasuk Hey, ki im el ha-mokom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem losim eshmo sham. We're going to emphasize today the last four words of this pasuk. L'shichno sidrishu ubasa shama, which literally translates as seek out his presence, his with a capital H, and come there. And what's included in this command to seek out the presence of Hashem? We have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel that appears in Shmos Perek Chaf Gimel. Sholosh Pam Bashana Yira Kol Zchurcha. So we know that you have to come three times of the year. And here the Torah is going a little bit further. It's saying not just to come to the Makom HaMikdash, to be physically located in the Mikdash three times during the three holidays, but moreover, Tidrishu, you should seek it out. What's included in Tidrishu? The Ramban addresses this question. Says the Ramban, Vitam, the meaning of L'shichno Sidrishu, you shall seek out his presence. Shetelchu me'eretz merchakim, you should go to him from a far off distant land. Vitishalu, and you should ask people, you'll meet people on the way. Ana derech beis Hashem, where is the road that leads to the house of Hashem? Visomru ish el re'ehu, and one friend will say to the other. And here the Ramban quotes a pasuk in Yeshayo Anavi, Perek Beis, Lichu v'nale el har Hashem el beis Elokei Yaakov. Each man should say to his fellow man, come, let us rise, let us ascend the mountain of Hashem to the house of Hashem, the temple of Hashem, beis Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov. And the Ramban quotes a second pasuk, this one in Yirmiyoh Anavi, in Perek Nun, Kilashon, as the pasuk says, Tzion Yishalu Derech Hino Pneihem. The Ramban compares this to the expression in Yirmiyoh Anavi, they'll seek out Hashem, they will ask the way to Tzion, their faces will turn towards Tzion. Come and join us on the way to the Har Hashem, to the Beis Elokim. In other words, what the Ramban sees in this pasuk is a mitzvah that entails seeking out from distant lands the road to the Beis Hashem. One should turn to his friend and, in a sense, invite him under the pretense of asking him which road will lead to the Beis Hashem. But inviting him, as it were, l'chu v'nalel Hashem, let's do it together. There's a certain dialogue here between one Jew and his fellow Jew, as we gather together the forces to be mevakesh, to seek out the derech that'll lead us to the Makom HaMikdash. And the Ramban understands that there's a lot more to this mitzvah than meets the eye. It's a matter of seeking out the road to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hashem, but inviting others to join. It becomes almost the collective experience in which we all are seeking out Hashem and the Beis Elokim together. And what I'd like to study with you is a Mishnah in Bikurim, in the third parak of Bikurim, which is codified by the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim in the fourth parak. The Mishnah describes the entire procedure, the protocol, the beautiful ceremony of bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. Ketzad Malam Esed Bikurim, how did they bring the Bikurim up to the Beis Elokim? The Mishnah describes all the cities in one mamad. After all, Eretz Yisrael was divided up into 24 districts. And each one of those districts was responsible for going up to the Beis HaMikdash as the Anshei Mamad. We'll explain just a little background what the mamados were all about. Keep in mind that on every day of the calendar year, a Karban Tamid was brought on behalf of the entire Tzibur. And the Bailim, the owner of the Karban, according to Halacha, has to be there in the Azara when he brings his Karban. But in this case, it's all of Klal Yisrael as a communal Karban. So how could it be possible that every member of Klal Yisrael would gravitate to the Azara and stand over the Karban? That's impossible. And therefore, the people of Israel would divide up into 24 Mamados, paralleling the 24 Mishmaros of the Kohuna. And during the week of that Mamad, one individual was in charge of overseeing the entire process of the Havas HaKarban. And he would be, as it were, the representative of all the Anshei Mamad. There were many cities in each district of 24. But the Rosh, the head of the Mamad, lived in one particular city. The Mishnah describes how the people of that Mamad from all the surrounding cities would gravitate to that one city which housed the Rosh HaMamad, the leader of the group. And they would all come around the city when it was time for that week of that Mamad to be in charge of the Karban Tamid, the Karban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the Tzibur. This was a critical Karban. One of our fast days commemorates the termination of that Karban. And the Mishnah describes how they would sleep outside the city. They didn't go into houses or in the alleyways of the city. And then, early in the morning, the head of that Mamad would turn to all the members of the outlying cities. Kumu v'nale tzion el har elokeinu. We will all go up to the Har Hashem, and if we all can't go, then symbolically, I am your representative. The Rambam embellishes this. The Rambam says, Kol ayoros shebemamad miskansos li'iro shel mamad. And as many people who would come would join him on the trek to Yerushalayim. And the Rambam invokes the pasuk Berov Am Hadras Melech. We've heard this pasuk as a principle in Halacha wherever we turn. The more people, the more members of Klal Yisrael that contribute and personally experience a glorification of the name of God, the greater the covenant of Hashem. And so in this case, as many people would come to join the Rosh HaMamad on the trek to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, that would be Berov Am Hadras Melech. That's the kiyum of Tzibur. The Rambam paraphrases this pasuk that we saw comes from Yeshayahu HaNavi, Kumu, let's get up, V'nale, and let's go up to the Beis Hashem. Kumu v'nale tzion el har elokim. And the Rambam describes the entire beautiful procession in all its majesty and pageantry, the shar, and the beautiful way they decorated the shar as they took it up to the Mizbeach, and also the bikurim that were brought. It's an unbelievable experience in which the entire people, Berov Am Hadras Melech, would participate in this procedure, this procession, to bring up the carbon to Beis HaMikdash. If in the case of the carbon Tzibur, the carbon Tamid, one person would represent all the cities, in the case of Bikurim, it was masses of Jews who would converge on Yerushalayim from all corners of Eretz Yisrael in this beautiful procession. The Rambam describes how when they brought the Bikurim, there was the playing of the Chalil. People came all over. Those who were closer to Yerushalayim were the Makabli Panim. And they would sing, Besimcha, Beis Hashem Melech, let's go up to the house of Hashem. All this we read as almost like a history. It's so foreign to us, it's so alien to us, but it was in the time in the Mikdash stood, it was so alive, whether it was the Anshei Maimad in the case of the Korban Tzibur, whether it was the Avos Bikurim in the case of the masses of Jews who would converge on Yerushalayim. And all this was a kiyum of the Pasuk Kumu V'nal Etzion El Hashem Elokeinu, which the Ramban quotes here in conjunction with the mitzvah of L'shichno Sidrishu Basa Shama. And the Sefer Sam Derech of the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron points out a beautiful description in Tana de Belio, in one of the Brisos, of a parsha in Nach, in Shmuel Aleph, the first three prakim, which describe the father of Shmuel, Elkanah. Vayehi ish echad, one person, one unique individual, min ha-Ramasayim, Tzofim, he came from Har Ephraim, Shmuel Elkanah. The pasuk describes the ola isha hu mi'iro, the man came from his city in Ramasayim, and he would come to the Beis HaMikdash, lishtachvos v'lizbach l'ashem tzvakos. Where was the Beis HaMikdash at that point in history? It was in Shiloh. Says the Tana de Belio, Ola Elkanah v'ishto, b'nei ba'al, b'nei b'nei beiso, v'yachiv achyosei, brought with him all his family members. There was an entire entourage. And he turned to them and he said, limdu derech, let's learn the way to serve Hashem. And it's fascinating that according to Belio, he made a kavachomer, the way the goyim serve Hashem, certainly we should even be better, we should even be more glorious and energetic in our avodas Hashem. Atem tzrichim lasos derech avoda lalos lifnei oren bris Hashem shu kel chai, with words of inspiration. Amar lehem, he invited them, sheyalu kulam imo. So on the way, he picked up the Jews and he brought them, v'olim imo b'derech, until they came to the Rechava shel Ir. Men, women, and children would come to converge on Yerushalayim. In those times, again, it wasn't Yerushalayim, but it was the Beis HaMikdash in Shiloh. Shekein ha'isha yimidaber, im ish v'ish, v'ish av isha, v'golim katan. And the entire Medina, Mirageshes, it was all so emotional, so enthusiastic. They would ask each other, Leheichon telch, where are you going? The Omalam Lebes Elokim Bishilo, Misham Tetzi Torah Maisim Tovli Yisrael, the Lamalo Tavo Imanu Venelech Biyachat. And the response of the people, masses of people, was they burst out crying in tears. The Omrim, they declared, Nala Imachim will go up with you, Elkanah, to Shiloh, to the Beis HaMikdash. And this would happen time after time. And at the end of the procession, Lashon Abba, they would say, next year we'll be even a greater entourage in order to be Mechavid Shemayim and go seek out the Makom of the Shekhinah in Shiloh. And the Tana de Belio completes his presentation with the words, Ata, you Elkanah, Hichratas Yisrael Kafschus, because of your actions, whenever Klal Yisrael during this period of time is on the, you know, the God is in the heavenly courts, is judging them, you tip the scale in their favor. You save the entire people of Israel. V'chinachtosam, and you educated them. B'mitzvos. V'zachu rabim al yodcha. And therefore, ani otzivimcha ben, your schar will be that from you will come a son. Keep in mind that he and his wife were childless. A son, sheachrias kol Yisrael kafschus, who will stand there as the sanegar, as the defense attorney for all of Klal Yisrael, v'yichanichosam b'mitzvos. And he, Shmuel, your son, unnamed at this point, of course, will be mezakes harabim. He will teach them. He will educate them. And all this is a schar, because he, your son, will imitate you, his father, Elkanah. And we see from all this what a special, unique mitzvah is it to be doresh the Beis HaMikdash, to prepare, and not only in our preparation by getting excited and enthused, working up, as it were, a passionate excitement about going to the Beis HaMikdash, but we also have to talk to our fellow Jew, Ish al Reyehu Kuba, V'naletzion, the mitzvah is not just the aliyah l'regel three times, but this is a mitzvah that expands to include and incorporate the entire year. And we're going to see a very special occasion when they brought the Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim, but it goes even beyond. This is the mitzvah l'shichno sidrishu, which according to the Ramban means each one would ask his fellow Jew, where is the Derech Beis Hashem? Prepare yourselves. This is going to be a moment in which we all gravitate, we climb up to Yerushalayim, Kuru Nala Beis Hashem. There was a tremendous amount of tzipia, of excitement, of looking forward to the opportunity to be Doresh, to seek out the Makom of Hashem. And now the Ramban continues. And we go back to the Ramban here in Parshas Re'eh. Tidrishu, says the Ramban, what does it mean you'll seek it out? B'sifri, according to the comment of Chazal and Sifri, Drosh al Pinovi. When you seek out the place where the temple will be built, you have to have the instruction of a prophet. And here, the Ramban is telling us that even if you know the way to Yerushalayim, and you don't have to ask directions, but you should interact with people to ask. And the Ramban is going a step further based on the Sifri. The Torah never tells us exactly where the Mikdash will be situated. It always refers to a Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, that undefined, unidentified place that will be chosen by Hashem. Says the Sifri, what does it mean? L'shichno Sidrishu means you have a mandate, you have an obligation to seek out and try to ascertain the location of that place. How do you do so? Obviously you have to consult the prophet. But more than that, Yachol, I might think, says the Sifri, Tamtin Atshiyom Elchanavi, why not be passive about it? Anyway, you're going to need the Navi's approval. He's going to have to confirm where the place is for the Mikdash. So what's the point? Let's just wait for the prophet to come by. He'll tell us, he'll reveal to us, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, Talmid Lomar L'Shichno Sidrishu Bas HaShama. The Torah teaches us, you, as an individual, before the Navi comes to the scene, you have to seek out his presence. Drosh U'Mitzah U'Mitzeh V'Yachar Kach Yomar L'Cha Navi. You seek it out, and then the Navi will confirm your decision. And who is the one who did this? V'Cheina Tamotzei B'David. Chazal tell us, based on so many psukim, that David looked for rayos in Tanakh to figure out and calculate where would be the Makom Beis HaMikdash. Of course, he successfully determined on his own the exact site for the Mikdash, but nevertheless he had to wait until God HaNavi would confirm his decision. But nevertheless, as part of L'shichno Sidrishu, U'bas HaShama, you have an obligation to seek out the place. A Jew has to have an existential, gravitational pull to the Makom HaMikdash. And therefore, the mitzvah is not only to seek out the place of the Mikdash, to bring others to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Ramban, Drosh U'Mitzeh V'Yachar Kach Yomer L'cha Navi, seek it out, and then the Navi will confirm your decision, your calculation. And Rabosai, I often wonder if I could add something of my own here. You know that there's a stira in the Rambam, which the Lechem Mishnah makes a big deal about. The Rambam contradicts himself as to what the source is. Where is the source for the mitzvah of building the Mikdash? At the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechir in Sefer Avodah, he opens up by quoting the Pasuk V'yasu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham from Parshas Truma. But in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, lo and behold, how surprised, the Rambam quotes an entirely different source for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Our Pasuk here, L'Sidra, L'Shichno Sidrishu Bas HaShama, the Pasuk here in Re'eh. And I heard from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha Rav Soloveitchik that there are two different dimensions to the Makom HaMikdash. There's one mitzvah to build the structure of the Mikdash. The Asuli Mikdash means the structure, and every single Mishkan, from the Mishkan in the Midbar through the Mishkan in Shiloh and Nov and Givon and so forth, they were all a kiyum of Beis HaMikdash. Ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash will be built by Shlomo HaMelech. But there's another mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah of designating the place, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And he said there's a phenomenal difference between the two. With regard to Beis HaMikdash could move from place to place. From Mishkan here to Mishkan there to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no permanence. But HaMakom Asher Yivchar, seeking out the place that's the choice of Hashem, that's to the exclusion of every other place on the face of the earth. The Nafkamina is what's called the Iser Bamos. As long as we're fulfilling the mitzvah of the Asuli Migdash, there still is what's called a Heter Bamos. We are permitted, each and every one of us, to have our individual altar, our Mizbeach in our backyard. But once the mitzvah of HaMakom Asher Yivchar has been chosen, has been designated, has been established, then there's an Iser Bamos Liolam. We can no longer forevermore establish a Bama. And if that be the case, perhaps within the context of L'shichno Sidra Shubasa Shama, we don't have to wait for Shlomo HaMelech to build the Mikdash. That's a different mitzvah of the Zatzuli Mikdash. David HaMelech is already before Shlomo HaMelech going to designate the place for the future building of the Mikdash. He's going to fulfill the mitzvah of L'shichno Sidrishu to choose the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. And that's why in our Pasuk, the Pasuk begins by telling us that Ki im el ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem l'shichto sidrishu. The mitzvah here is not the building of the Mikdash. The mitzvah here is to seek out the place. And if, with regard to the Batei Mikdashos, and we have many, and the Beis HaMikdash shifted from one location to the other, that's the physical structure. There, in a sense, man is a little bit lost. He hasn't yet found the ultimate place for the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is going to move from place to place, just like in life we move from one station to the other, always seeking out Hashem. But ultimately, there's a different mitzvah of L'shichno Sidrishu. The place that's designated by Hashem, HaMokei Shivchav, for His Hashras HaShekhinah, that's the ultimate place. And that's when we find that place, we reach an entirely different station in our life, a station of permanence. We're no longer building, taking it apart, and restructuring it in a different place, finding a different plateau, a different platform, a different experience in life. We finally reach El HaNachla, El HaMenucha, that place which is sanctified by the Shekhinah. And the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Shekhinah lo betela me'olam. It's kidshal shaita v'kidshal asid lavo. But getting back to our Ramban, the Ramban says a person has to work hard with Yigiyah, with Hamelus, to find on his own the Makom HaMikdash, even before the Navi comes to confirm the place. This is a special mitzvah, unique mitzvah, that entails a Jew seeking out the Makom HaMikdash. And as we said earlier in the first half of the Ramban, to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and bring others with him, to prepare himself, to psych himself out. It's a hachana, it's a preparation, so that the ultimate experience of coming into the Makom of Shekhinah is a powerful experience that makes a permanent impact on the soul of a Jew. This is the mitzvah, finding the place of the Mikdash. And it's not, you know, we can take a laid-back attitude and say, well, why don't we wait to ask the Navi? The Navi certainly will reveal us the place. No, there's a separate chova. This to me is a big chiddush. I never knew about this. A separate obligation incumbent upon us to work hard to find the Makom HaMikdash. And we'll see, Rabosai, a little bit later on, how this would apply to us. You know, the Gemara Megillah says, Nevuah L'Doros, that there has to be some eternal message inherent in the mitzvahs of the Torah. And I think we're going to find a very, very profound message here about seeking out the Shekhinah on an individual basis. But before we get to that, let's read something here on page, if you have the Maror Makomos, at the bottom of page Resh Lamed Beis. Keep in mind that from the Tanit Be'elio, we get the impression that even with regard to the Mishkan of Shiloh, there is a certain mitzvah of L'shichno Sidrishu. But that, I believe, is the mitzvah of going up to the Beis HaMikdash, bringing a carbon, or in the Anshei Maimad for the carbon tzibur of the Tamid, or perhaps bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. To that extent, Mishkan is no less of a Beis HaMikdash than the first bias or the second bias. But this mitzvah, which the Ramban says in the name of Sifri, which we identify with HaMakom HaShayivchar Hashem, that's not Shiloh. We don't have to seek out Shiloh on an individual basis. We have to seek out the permanent place for all eternity of HaMakom HaShayivcha Hashem of the Shekhinah. But in this process, and if you take a look on the bottom of page Reish Lamed Beis, the bottom paragraph, the third line, he says, Yesha Orer, we have to arouse within us Tzipiyavet Tzimaon, a certain anticipation, a longing, a craving, a thirst, Likrat Aliyah L'Makom HaMikdash, to come up to the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, we have to bring others and inspire others. It's not just my own personal selfish experience, but it's the Ku Na'al Etzion experience. The Hidabrut, where we speak to each other, we machazik each other, and we come as a fortified group. And Barov HaMadras Melech. And therefore, when we come to the Beis Elokim, we can now achieve great madrigos in Aliyah B'Torah, in Yerushalayim. We are transformed and impacted because we prepared ourselves in a very enthusiastic and active way. Now the Beis HaMikdash and its experience of Shekhinah will have an indelible impact on our souls. And from this Tanit Velio and the emphasis on Elkanah, we learn another lesson, which is something that each one of us has to take to heart. And that's the power of a yachid, of an individual. We think, what power does the individual have? What can I contribute? But unfortunately, we don't understand, we don't appreciate our own self-worth, our potential to have an impact. This is represented by the paradigm of Elkanah, who takes his children, his wife, his children, his family, for Aliyah to Yerushalayim, and he has a tremendous impact on the entire nation. One individual. And the Medrash compares him to none other than Avram Avinu. Vayehi ish echad. Avram Avinu is called Ish. V'atah hashev es eshes ha'ish. Elkanah is vayehi ish. More than that, with regard to Elkanah, it says that Elkanah is called a Navi, just as Avram is called a Navi, ki Navi hu. Elkanah is called a Navi because it says, Vayavo ish Elkim el Eli, and that's Elkanah. And there are so many parallels here, which the Medrash points out between Elkanah and Avram Avinu. With regard to Elkanah, Asher od bakasha nafshi, biksha nafshi v'lo matzasi, odom echad me'elef matzasi. Who is that, the echad me'elef? Who is the person who's unique in his generation? He's the tzaddik who will have an impact on his generation. It's Elkanah. Odom echad, v'hi ish echad. He's one in a thousand, one in his generation. He's the individual tzaddik who's going to have the impact. He's like the Avram Avinu of his generation. Avram Avinu, hikna l'akadosh baruch hu shamayim v'aretz t'chsiv, baruch Avram l'kel elyon konei shamayim v'aretz. Elkanah, his very name, his very essence is hikna l'akadosh baruch hu shamayim v'aretz, u'shmo Elkanah shehikna l'akadosh baruch hu shamayim v'aretz. Both Avram Avinu and Elkanah declare the kingship, the divine sovereignty and dominion and control of Hashem as the master of the universe. And therefore, Avram is called Echad. He's Yachid, he's unique. He's the one who's going to have an impact to transform his generation to be the knight of faith. And Elkanah, likewise, is going to have an impact on his entire generation, taking them up and uplifting them both physically and spiritually to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, to bring the entire community of Israel to the Beis HaMikdash. Elkanah is like Avram Avinu. He's Korei B'Shem Hashem. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, describes Avram Avinu. Hayim ahalech v'korei u'mekabitza'a mi'ir le'ir u'mi'amlocha l'malocha she'igil eretz k'nan v'korei shedem av'yikra sham b'Shem Elokim kel elyon. This idea of kibbutz, of gathering together the individuals to form one entity, one whole, one indivisible unity, is described by the Rambam in great detail at the beginning of Hilchas Akum. This is Avraham Avinu, who's Korei B'Shem Hashem U'Mekabei Ta'am Me'ir Le'ir. This is the exact description of the Tanit Belio of Elkanah, who is Mekabei Tz'Am, telling them now at Zion that we should go up to Zion. He goes from Makom L'Makom to the Beis Elokim, to the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. And of course, Shmuel, the son of Elkanah, is going to follow in his father's footsteps. He too is going to lead the people. The Gemara in Shabbos tells about Shmuel that he was the tzaddik who mechazer b'chol makomos Yisrael. He would travel all over the nation of the land of Israel. He would judge them. He would teach them. He would embrace them. He would love them. He was the individual who had the greatest impact on the entire generation, just like his father Elkanah had before him. And this is a message for every generation. There are always individuals in every generation who have the power to uplift the entire generation with them. These are the Lomdei Torah, the Marbitzei Torah in every dar, who are Mezakes Harabim, as the Braisa describes Elkanah. Al Yadam, through these individuals who bring the light of Torah to the people, Am Shalem, an entire nation, Misalim Lios Am Shal Toru Mitzvos, Umachriyam Esakal, Esaklal, Likafschus. They tip the scale in favor of the merit of the people of Israel. Elkanah wants nothing for himself, just as Shmuel wants nothing for himself. These are the individuals who only want the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kavod of the people, the nation of Israel. And if you're following me in the text, we're on page Reish Lamed Hey, and we're going to study another mitzvah here in Parshas Re'eh, which parallels L'shichno Sidrishu, and it's going to teach us, at least according to the Ramban's interpretation, about the impact of the Talmid Chachamim, the Yechidim, the Morei Torah, on the entire Dar, on the entire people of Israel. The Torah says in Perek Yudalit of Sefer Dvarim, Pasuk of Beis, V'achaltu lefnei Hashem Elokecha Mokom Asher Yivchar L'shakein Shmo Sham. We take the Maaser Sheni, a tithe, 10% of the produce, the grains and the fruits, on the first year of the seven, the second year of the seven, the fourth year of the seven, the fifth year of the seven, 4 years out of the 7 years of the sabbatical cycle of 7 years, we go up with our Maaser, or with Poda Maaser unto Mos, in order to do what in Yerushalayim? To eat. But what is the nature of that eating? And the Torah says, "B'makom asher yivchar l'shaken shmo sham," and there we come l'man tilmad liyiras Hashem Elokecha kol hayomim. What is this all about? That somehow through the process of eating, in this case Maaser Sheni, a Jew comes to the level of yira. What is it all about? Says the Ramban. I'll read to you his language inside. V'ata, and now in this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu Bier, he explains, ki hu yechayev le'asa kol tfuah zaro, that one is required to set up 10% of all of his crop, everything that he planted, v'shiyochal oso hu atzmo ubanav lifnei Hashem, and he, together with his children, will eat this produce. Again, it could be a massive amount, you know, 10%, especially in those days when the rains were so ample and plentiful and the crops were so gigantic. 10%. And why? L'man yilmad lira es Hashem, so that he learns how to fear Hashem. In other words, the Ramban has to explain, how does bringing food to Yerushalayim, eating it there, instill in a person fear of Hashem? Says the Ramban, ki ha-kohanim va-shoftim ha-omdim sham, the kohanim, the judges that stand there, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. He's paraphrasing a pasuk elsewhere. Says the Ramban, morei ha-Torah, these are the paradigms, the great instructors of Torah, yilamduhu, and they will teach him yirasso, the fear of Hashem. These are the Kohanim and the Shoftim. You know, you come to the Lishkas HaGozis where the Sanhedrin HaGdolah sat, and you bring a question, or you meet one of the Shoftim over a cup of tea in Yerushalayim, you ask him your question, Mari Varabi, teach me, guide me, instruct me in Torah, enlighten me. You meet a Kohen, and the Kohenim Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das were in charge of teaching Torah, disseminating Torah knowledge. Says the Ramban, Mori HaTori Lamdu Yir Aso, this is the way a person acquires Yiras Hashem, Yoruhu, they will teach him and guide him. With regard to the Torah, the mitzvah, the Torah and its commandments, this instruction will lead a person to Yiras Hashem. And the Rashbam adds a slightly different dimension to this. The Rashbam says, just again on the Ramban, if you take a look on Reish Lamed Vav, Ulefia Ramban, Bebo B'Yushalayim Lahavias Hamaser, Zoche Lis'alos B'Torah V'Yerushamayim. Why? Ki HaKohanim V'Hashoftim Omdim B'Beis HaMikdash U'Belishkas HaGozis Yilamduhu Yira V'Yoruhu HaTorah V'Mitzvos. The Ramban says that the Kohanim and the Shoftim will guide him and uplift him in Yerushamayim, in Torah and in Mitzvos. The Rashbam has a slightly different version of this. Lamad Tilmud Lira, says the Rashbam, Kshetira Makom Shechina, when you behold the place of the Shechina. And what is the ambiance? Kohanim Bavo Dosam Levim Duchanim Yisrael B'Mamadam. It's unbelievable, the service of Klal Yisrael, all the different factors and divisions of Klal Yisrael that join together to serve Hashem in the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom HaShechina. And in the sugya of Yoshua ben Gamla in Baba Basra Chafalef, that's the sugya of establishing schools for children in Israel. The original takana of Yoshua ben Gamla was to be Moshev to set up a school where? In Yerushalayim. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, Tzion is a reference to Yerushalayim, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That was where the school was. There was one central school for all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't work out. It was impossible. The Jews couldn't always come to Yerushalayim with their young children. It was too dangerous. However, the original takana was Yerushalayim. Why? Says Tosfos. Lefisha Yeroa Kedusha, when the child came to study in a cheder in Yerushalayim, and he upheld, he had a vision, an encounter with Kedusha Gedola, a profound sanctity. Kohanim Oskim Vavoda. He was surrounded by the ambiance of the Kohanim and the Avoda. And what kind of impact did it have? Hayimachavein libo yoser liyira shamayim ulelimud haTorah. The Rambam, in one of his tshuvas, is famous for saying that the ultimate goal of limud haTorah is yira shamayim. Here's a case where the two are integrated into one. The children come to study Torah in Yerushalayim, but they're impacted by the ambiance. And through the limud Torah, they achieve levels of yira shamayim. And the same thing can apply in the case of bringing Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim. When they brought the Ma'aser Sheni, Tosfos says, "Hayiroa shekulam oskim b'malecha shamayim b'avoda, v'yagam hu mechaven liyira shamayim v'yosek b'torah." I'm reminded of the Rambam Hilchos Deos, who speaks about how a location and a society has such an impact on us, instilling within us midos tovos. If it's a good environment, if it's positive, but chas v'shalom the reverse, if it's negative. And Ibn Ezra embellishes both the Ramban's approach and the Rashbam's approach, whether it is because the Kohanim and the Shoftim guide us in Torah and uplift us in Yerushalayim, or whether it's just the overall ambiance of being in Yerushalayim. In either case, this is what happens when a person eats his Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And by the way, how long is he in Yerushalayim? Is he there overnight? Well, keep in mind, he has massive amounts of fruits and vegetables and grains, 10% of his produce. If he's a rich guy, how long would it take his family to eat that up? Or if he has the most, which he made an opinion, and now he has to buy food. So he buys an animal, he shechts it, he's got meat that's going to last him for a month. It's unbelievable how the Torah wants us to linger in Yerushalayim. Whether it's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel three times, or it's the mitzvah of Maisa Sheni, 4 years out of 7, which is going to extend our stay in Yerushalayim for long periods of time. In fact, there were people who lived far away from Yerushalayim, and Rabbeinu Bechai calculates that for those people who lived on the extreme borders far from Yerushalayim, it would take them 20 days to make it to Yerushalayim, and if they returned home, it would take them another 20 days. Now keep in mind that from Pesach till Shavuos is 49 days, but of those 49 days, there are 8 days in which they can't travel because it's Yontif. Right, the last day of Pesach is Yontif. So let's say they would leave on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach to go home. It would take them 20 days, but it was really more than 20 days. So they would have to come back for Aliyah L'Regel and Shavuos. And then they had Sach HaKol 40 days of travel between Pesach and Shavuos, assuming they checked out on the first day of Chol HaMoed. The Torah organized it in such a way that a person would leave the environs of Yerushalayim, go back home, and the very next day come back to Yerushalayim in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and Chag HaShavuos. But it's unbelievable. The Torah is very emphatic about getting a person to Yerushalayim. And why so? L'man yilmdu liras Hashem Elokecha, because of the yira. The experience of coming to Yerushalayim is a powerful one. And the Torah wants us, l'man tilmud liras Hashem Elokecha kol hayomim. It's a very, very important thing. This is critical. And by the way, the people who are obligated in these mitzvahs of L'shichno Sidrishu, of Aliyah L'Regel, of Maisa Sheni, these are Talmidei Chachamim, we're not excluding them. I mean, all of Klal Yisrael. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes the Dar of Chizkiyahu, that you can take a child off the street, a little young child, from Dan to Be'er Sheva, and test him in the laws of Taros, and he was an expert. And yet even in the door of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they were obligated to come on Aliyah to Yerushalayim 3 times a year, or to bring the Maisros 4 years out of 7. All the intellectual achievements, the knowledge of Torah, were not sufficient. The Torah needs that experience of Yerushalayim, in which we are surrounded by Kedusha, we are in the company of the Kohanim and the Shoftim, and we're going to achieve L'man Yira, L'man Tilmad Yiras Hashem. And emphasize the word Tilmad. Tilmad doesn't mean that you're just exposed to the experience, you know, it's in the air. Tilmud means to actively seek it out, to learn it, to study it. The Torah adds to the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel L'Shichno Sidrishu in order to awaken within us that anticipation, that longing, that craving, that thirst for coming on Aliyah to the Makom HaMikdash, for going up to that site where the Shechina resides, to be dovek with the slavus of our friends, to create that unity and together influence one or the other, be machazik each other, to experience the wonderful company, so to speak, the encounter with the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you take a look at page Reish Lamed Ches, you will see that Parshas Re'eh teaches us L'shichno Sidrishu, that the responsibility of a person is to be Doresh U'mechapes, not just the Dvar Hashem, not just to long for the study and the intellectual knowledge of the Torah, that too, of course, but even the Mishkan, even the Makom HaShras HaShechina, that too we have to seek out. And even though, tragically, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash in our place, but the Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah Chavtes, on the pasuk of Ahelam LeMikdash Miat in Yechezkel Perik Yud Aleph Elu Batei Knesios Ubatei Midrashos, that there is a replacement, perhaps in a miniature form, a microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash in our time, the Makom HaShras HaShechina is the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore perhaps the mitzvah, the Nevuah L'Doros, that's inherent in Parshas Re'eh, is that we too in our time have to seek out the Shechina in a Beis HaKnesses, in a Beis HaMedrash. We have to yearn and aspire to find ourselves always in an atmosphere of sanctity, of Shechina, in the yeshivos, in the Bati Knesios, in the Bati Midrashos. That's where we can breathe in, imbibe the Ruach, the spirit, and the atmosphere of Torah and Yira. But to do that, we need L'shichno Sidrashu, we need Drisha. We have to gravitate to these places. Those who come to Shiurim, Baruch Hashem, you attend Shiurim, are those who are L'shichno Sidrashu, to seek out Yira Shamayim, and Dargos, and levels of Kedush and sanctity that we can gain from being in a Beis HaMedrash. Yesterday, I gave a shiur on Skype in Toronto. A young man, Yudi Planka, who dedicated his entire basement to convert it into a, transform it into a Beis HaMedrash. It's unbelievable. And people flocked to his shiurim in his basement. And yesterday, in that shiur, we discussed how important it is to be impacted, to appreciate what our potential is. And these are the messages that the Torah wants to convey to us here in the Pasuk L'shichno Sidrashu, that we should come to learn in a Beis HaMedrash, because that's the Migdash Ma'at that we have today. We should be influenced by the ambiance. It should be uplifting for us. A person should prepare for that. Now we have Bein HaZmanim. It's a period in which we're a little bit cut off from the Beis HaMedrash to the Beis HaMikdash, but yet we have to engender within ourselves a desire to come. We have to anticipate and long to be back in the Beis HaMedrash, L'man Tilma Liras Hashem Elokecha. And again, as we said before, it's not just enough to be there. We require Limud, L'bi Mizbonein. You know, we come into the ambiance of the Beis HaMedrash and we seek out the advice of Torah scholars. We rub shoulders with those who can uplift us and guide us. This has to be an active search on our part. It's got to be an existential seeking out. We talk about man in search of God, and now we talk about the Jew in search of Yerushalayim, of Beis HaMikdash, of Makom Hashras Hashchina, L'shichno Sidrashu. And finally, in the last paragraph here on your page, the Rosh Hashiva says the following. He says, even if a person has the desire to achieve the maximum of Kinyan HaTorah and Yira from a yeshiva, as in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, from the Beis HaMikdash, first, even before he comes to study from the Rosh Yeshiva and the Rabbanim in the Beis HaMikdash, Yira and Torah, even before that, he has to prepare himself with Yichulim. Yichulim means longings, like the Rambam describes at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, that we go out to be Makabel, the Pnei Shechina, the Melech Malchi Amlochim of the Shabbos, with anticipation, with Yichulim. So too, this has to be our preparation, psyching ourselves out energetically and profoundly with a passion to come into the Beis HaMedrash and in return to have Dibuk Chaverim, to learn from those greats who are the Yechidim, the Mori Hora, who can have an impact on an entire generation. And we should each turn to our friends, Kumu Na'alei Tzion, inspire one another for this Limud, to learn Yirush Hashem, to be Mizbonein, to pay attention until the words of Torah penetrate into our hearts and our souls, and they transform us as individuals. If we do that, then we are promised, we are guaranteed that we'll be Zoche to grow in Torah and in Yirush Hamayim. Amen. I want to stop now and take some questions. Chaim is asking me, today is there a greater kiyum in visiting a Beis Medrash in Chutz Laretz versus visiting the Kotel Har Habayit? I don't know why we would say it's a greater kiyum. Perhaps if you're talking about a Beis HaMedrash where you're surrounded by Torah scholars, maybe that doesn't exist in the case of the Kotel. But I say, in each, you know, each individual experience has its own positive features and its dimensions and its significance. You know, ain't lo roi zeh k'roi zeh. You know, what you get from visiting a Beis HaMedrash, whether it's here in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, I don't see a difference, is one kind of Yira. And by gravitating to the Makom HaMikdash and being close to the Hashras HaShchina, the Rambam says, Shechina Elo B'Teila Me'olam, the Shechina is there, right there behind the Kotel on the Har HaBayit. That's a very powerful experience. Perhaps in one sense, the Beis Medrash is more of an intellectual experience and makes that kind of impact. And I see here a question about the meat. You know, yeah, you shecht an animal in Yerushalayim at the time of the kiyum of achalta b'sharecha, the mitzvah of maaser sheni, you better make sure that there's refrigeration for the meat. because otherwise the meat will spoil, that's for sure. I don't know if Waze or a GPS will replace the obligation to seek the Makom HaMikdash. You get the impression from the Ramban that even if you know exactly which road will lead to the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless you naively, so to speak, play the game and put up the facade that you don't know in order to get other people involved. I remember as a child, I remember as a father we used to read to our children, you know, these Mickey Mouse books. And, you know, and Mickey Mouse always plays a role of some sort. In one book, he's the Pied Piper, you know, leading the entire people. You know, this is child's play. We're talking about a massive movement of Knesset Yisrael, an unbelievable kiyum of L'shichno Sidrashu that has so many different occasions in which we group together as one Barov Am to go Alil Etzion. And it's way beyond the Alil Regel. You know, if you would have asked me before my limud here of this essay, I would have told you that the mitzvah of Aliyah to Yerushalayim, yeah, you would have asked me on a quiz question, automatically I would have associated with Aliyah three times a year, Aliyah Regel. But now we're going way beyond that. And the story of Elkanah, and the Mishnayos, and the Rabbim in Bikurim, I mean, this is not limited to Aliyah Regel. And again, you know, we're asking directions because we're trying to interest others to join us. Chacham Daniel quotes a Medrash that the Batei Knesset and the Batei Midrashos are formed from the Avonim that were dispersed from the Churban HaBayit, even in Chutz Laaretz. Wow, that's amazing. I was always wondering, there's a yeshiva called Yesod Yeshur, my friend Rabbi Danny Lander in Kew Gardens, in Kew Garden Hills in Queens, and he uses stones that are what we call Avnei Yerushalayim. And I thought, you know, maybe we're going a little bit far here when we set up a Beis Medrash in Queens, New York, and build it in the fashion, the Tzura of the base of Yerushalayim. But maybe based on this Medrash, maybe you'll send me the Maariv Makom for the Medrash so we can integrate it into our study. We can see from this Medrash that even a Beis Knesset, a Medrash, Chazal say, well, the future of these Batei Midrash, they'll be reestablished in Yerushalayim, so we should connect them to Yerushalayim. And there are synagogues I don't know if we're talking about Brooklyn, I assume we're talking about Brooklyn here, where they build a synagogue, construct from Evan Yerushalayim, so be ready in the time of Mashiach to be transported to Eretz Yisrael. That's great. That's wonderful. But again, you know, I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, so my experience, or shall I say my, you know, what triggers my emotional charge from this limud that we had today is much more, you know, much more focused on Eretz Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, on the Makom HaShayivchar Hashem, the Makom HaShoros HaShchina, L'shamasich, L'shichno Sidrashu, then on the Batei Midrashos and Chutz Laaretz. But again, you know, I have to admit that I'm a little bit far away from New York City and the synagogues there. So I should put on, when I speak to you, and I want to thank everyone. Al GIC has joined us, and Chacham Daniel, David Tabak was the first, and David Green, and Chaim Besson, Jeremy Weitz. I'm really uplifted, and it's Bein Hazmanim here, but I'm glad that you could be here. And I want to say that certainly the Batei Midrashos and the Batei Knesios in Chutz Laaretz are the closest that you can get to Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore you should be totally dedicated and connected to them. Think of us also in Eretz Yisrael and connect to us. Surely every shul, as Chacham Daniel points out, is an emissary or an embassy of Eretz Yisrael. It's part of the territory of Eretz Yisrael, and certainly our enemies will remind us of that. And of course, the best is the real, and that's here. So I wish everyone a great deal of success in finding the Beis HaMikdash. Each and every one of us has a very personal, individual makom of Hashos HaShechina where we can connect to the Shechina. We have to find the right ambiance, the right, find Rebbeim HaSeh L'cha Rav. And eventually, in not too distant future, Mitzvah Hashem, which will be Zocha L'shichno Sidrashu, literally, to be Doresh, the makom Hashos HaShechina, here in the Harabayis, when the Migdash will be reestablished, B'meir V'yameinu, Amen. Yashakar to everyone for joining me, and I wish you all a great deal of hatzlacha.